The Third World War will leave no human beings but a grouping, taken up into heaven to await the terrible devastation that falls upon mankind. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44, quote, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. And as it was in the days of Noah, even so will be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and swept them all away. Even so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the millstone, one will be taken and one will be left. Watch therefore, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is to come." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 28, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Jesus is tightening the rosary about his belting. Jesus has a belt on that looks like it's calf skin or something, animal skin. It's not like a rope. It's an absolute very thin type of... I saw that before, and I believe I've seen it in handbags, too. It's like a hide of some kind of an animal. But very thinly cut so it could go about as a waistband. And Jesus is now, as he's coming above Our Lady, I do notice that he has sandals on. They look like leather sandals. I don't know exactly, but they do look like leather sandals. And now Jesus is taking his finger like this and placing it upon his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother has given you a synopsis of all that is taking place upon your earth. The voices of the young and dying, and the voices of the saints in heaven are gathering to cry in supplication to the Eternal Father to forewarn the earth and the earth's peoples, their sisters and brothers in the eyes of God, to forewarn them that they now are on the edge of a terrible, catastrophic occurrence, which will lead, without your prayers and acts of atonement for your sins, it will lead you straight into the devastating knowledge that you, the United States of America and Canada, will be invaded. You ask my child in shock, what can be done? I repeat again, my child, that wars are always a punishment for man's sins. When they reach the point of having to be judged as reprobate, then it is too late for that grouping. My child and my children, already those who are involved in conflict, and many souls coming out of this conflict cast into hell and purgatory, it is then time for us to say, the hour approaches and you will be too late. I do not wish to drain your meager energies, my child, but it is necessary at this time to warn my sheep that they are on now the pinnacle of self-destruction. I will not this evening continue or converse on the sins that offend the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life, the sins of a nation that cry out to heaven for punishment. My mother begs for a stay of execution within the world. How well my children will follow the course of heaven to heaven, given through the many visits of my mother to you, how well you will find this course, and others will not find this course. So, my children, as you have received the grace and many graces, much now is expected of you and all who have heard the messages from heaven. I beg you as your mother to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Have pity on your brothers and sisters, all my children of the light. Have pity on them and pray for them. Many have no others to help them to come back from the abyss. Yes, my child, as I explained to you in numerous years and apparitions that the world may not accept and cannot understand, I have told you that many souls are falling into hell as fast as the snow falls upon your earth, as fast as the drops fall from the rain. That, my child, is symbolical indeed of the state of your country and the world.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On May 30th, 1981, Our Lady said, quote, earthquakes in your country, the United States, extending up through Canada, earthquakes in places never known to exist or the possibility of, and they will know it comes but from the hand of God. Famine, starvation, your crops will rot, the heat will burn, and the cattle will starve, unquote. We have available a new book titled Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. This book is the most comprehensive of prepared resources ever published. When disaster strikes, you need to have your own food and emergency supplies. It is an indispensable guide for home food storage. It tells what to store, how much you need, the most important, where to get it. It shows how to prepare and maintain Emergency Action Kit. It tells where to buy dried foods and dehydrators, first aid supplies, alternative medicines, non-hybrid seeds, vitamin supplements, power generators, water purifiers, and hundreds of other essential items for your entire family for these dire times. It has 550 pages. It lists over 5,000 U.S. and Canadian suppliers of preparedness products. It has discount coupons worth hundreds of dollars and free sample offers. The title of the book, Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down, costs $30 plus $6 shipping and handling, and can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Order today and don't get caught with your pantry down. The number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament total 43,832. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Rose's prophecies on this radio station. St. Rose of Lima was so ardent in her love for God in the Most Blessed Sacrament that when she knelt in his presence, the fire which sparkled in her eyes showed the flame which consumed her soul. At times she appeared to be like an angel. If anyone asked her what effects the Most Blessed Sacrament produced in her, she stammered and said she had no words to express it, but that she seemed to pass entirely into God and was inundated with such happiness that nothing upon earth in this life could compare to it. St. Philip Neri had prayed so fervently before the Blessed Sacrament for gifts of the Holy Spirit that he was filled with so much divine love and happiness that he rolled on the floor exclaiming, "Enough, Lord, enough. I can bear no more." While some experienced transports of joy, others were seen with a glow about their body. We read in the Holy Scripture that Moses once conversed with God on the mountain, and afterwards, when he came down to the Jews, his countenance was so radiant with light that they were unable to look at him. Though many saints were blessed in this way, not all biographers made mention of it. These Last Days is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the actual recordings of the message, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much, much more. Tell your family and friends about it and your clergy to visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on May 28, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
We are not bargaining now to save the human skin, my child and my children, the bodies. We are here to reclaim the souls. Life goes on beyond the veil. And all of you, who among you can say that one day or night you will not be here on earth but must be taken from the world? And taken does not mean the body. It means the spirit, the soul, the everlasting miracle of life that the eternal Father extended to you all after the tumultuous time when Adam and Eve were created. As they walked over the garden given to them, often called the Garden of Eden, sin then became a way of life. It matters not whether you have committed one sin or many. Your punishment shall be meted accordingly. My child and my children, my mother has cried endlessly, hoping that her children would only offer her a small measure of satisfaction that her work is being with good fruits, producing good fruits, my child. Yes, my child and my children, my mother has meant to preserve you upon earth without hurt, without suffering, but this cannot be. The sin of Adam and Eve was so great that it has placed man upon the earth to suffer. But once you have learned, my child and my children, the true value of suffering, you will understand that through this suffering, accepted in good spirit and with firm meaning as reparation for the souls in purgatory, the Eternal Father shall bless anew those who have given themselves as victims. Victims offered to the Immaculate Hearts of my mother. Now, my child and my children, you will firmly now go forward without any hesitation. You must get the message from heaven out as fast as humanly possible, for your time is growing short. Remember, without prayers and atonement, the world will become devastated. The Third World War will leave no earth upon the land. There will be no earth. There will be no human beings. But a grouping would have been taken up into heaven, my child and my children, to await the terrible devastation that falls upon mankind. Yes, my child, numerous earth years ago, I told you that some will be removed before the great cataclysm. All who are of well spirit need not give their lives to the Father in fear, but all who are of good spirit will receive many graces to save their families and themselves. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. My child, Veronica, there is a very urgent message that I must give you, but you will not repeat it at this time. Do you understand me, my child? Yes. I understand. Continue, my child, the affairs of atonement. They are sorely needed. Remember also, my children, to pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II. And I repeat again, unless this plan has been pursued and all has been done to alert the Eternal Father's message, to alert the Pope, my child, the Eternal Father will make this less complicated and more evilly. It does. It does. The message must go throughout the world because Satan evilly will set out to halt the message. You will understand in time, my child. You must not mention what I have told you. Remember that now, my child.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 28, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448. And now we have the latest news from our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Arizona. To my beloved workers of Our Lady, I am very thankful and grateful to the Blessed Mother for the miracles she has experienced, but the miracles we have experienced in our home. My husband had been diagnosed about 4 months ago with having crippling arthritis. His right shoulder blade was about 3 inches lower than his left, and he was in constant pain. He could not lift anything or lift his arm above his shoulder. I received a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. And my husband had gone to work in a retreat from Thursday night until Sunday night. And on Saturday night, he called me to please take him the painkillers, as he was a lot worse. So Sunday morning, I went and I gave him the Blessed Rose Bell from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine and told him to put it in his shirt pocket and to pray to Our Lady to help to relieve this dreadful pain. Well, on the Sunday night when I picked him up, he was an entirely different person. When we got home, he asked him to take his shirt off. He took it off without any pain, when we took his shirt off without any pain, praise be to God, his shoulder blades were even with each other. For the first time in 3 months, he slept in the bed without any pain. I am sending you a gift of $25 for the shrine. I would appreciate it very much if you would send me more rose petals, as everyone I've told about this miracle wants a rose petal. And for the first time in our lives, my daughter and I are praying the rosary and have found it very rewarding. Well, I could go on and on. May God bless you all for the work you do, and I pray for you all. And then that is fine. Now I have another party here, and this party is from Pennsylvania. I want to write you and tell you about my experience, to please thank our Blessed Mother, our Immaculate Mother, for saving my life and for all the blessings she has bestowed on my family. One day I was standing in my kitchen sink about 5 p.m. and washing my vegetables in preparation for dinner. All of a sudden, an arm grabbed me from behind, and with his left arm around my neck and his right hand was a gun pressed at my throat. He told me that he would blow my brains out if I opened my mouth. I have never been so scared in my life. I screamed as loud as I could for my grandson, Brian, who was upstairs. The thief ran out the back door, climbed the cyclone fence, and ran into an abandoned building behind my house. At this time, I had my brown scapula on, which I never take off, and several medals pinned to my blouse. Our Lady saved me, because he violated my house, and when he grabbed my neck, he touched her scapula. He looked scared to death and took off without stealing anything or harming me. Certainly, the opportunity was there. Our Lady protect me. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.